to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi everyone, this is Allison and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I hope you're all doing really well this evening. I want to start off the show by saying that if you're born on the 13th, you have a birthday number that tells you something about you. So let me tell you, if you're born on the 13th, you've got a great love of family, tradition, and community. You are the foundation of any enterprise that you commit to, doing your work with determination and precision. You possess a considerable amount of artistic talent that is searching for a concrete form of expression. You have a love of nature, natural-born organizer. You have a great eye for detail. Hardworking and conscientious with a great concentration. Now, you might feel that you have yet to find the work you truly love or were meant to do. You might even have a feeling that your talents are buried a little bit too deep for you to find them. And you may try many different vocations without feeling that you've really found your place. But the challenge for you is to make the most out of what you're doing right now, okay? So this is a really wonderful life path, and it does say that you've got a considerable amount of perseverance and determination. So that's all of you out there that are born on the 13th. Now, what's the show about tonight? Last week, I did a show or started a show on raising children in the world that we live in, and we had so many callers, and I didn't even remotely get to some of the information that I was going to give you. So what I decided to do this week is part two. So basically what the show is going to be about is I'm going to be discussing how numerology can really help you nurture your children's souls, and we'll be taking calls and doing readings, and I'll let you know all about that. But let me start by saying this. How do we as parents help our children to live in this world? How do we prepare them? How do we teach them to measure success? Not by material things, but becoming the very best that they can be. How do we help our children to realize their authentic self? One very good way for us to truly understand our children is by first to realize that perhaps we ourselves are measuring them by what we think is important rather than by what is important to them. We have to be willing to allow them to be exactly who they are. We cannot change them. We simply must discover who they are and nurture them in the process of being who they are, which, by the way, might be completely opposite to who we are. And who are they exactly? And how do we know what is important to them? And how do we know at an early age what their talents and abilities are? How do we know what things might present a problem for our children? How do we understand what truly would make them happy? You know, as a parent, you would give your child anything. And when I look at children nowadays, it seems to me that they lack for nothing. It's truly a material world when kids have cell phones and computers and iPods and DVD players, and the inside of their room looks like a Toys R Us kid. And we worry about their safety, and we provide them with bicycle helmets and car seats. We send them to dance class and soccer camp and preschool, all in the attempts to be a good parent to them. But do we nurture their spirit? Do we nurture their soul? Do we teach them to be their authentic self? Is that not every bit as important as all the rest? I ask you, is that not more important than all the rest? And this is where numerology comes in. You know, I got to tell you, I've lost count on the number of readings, and so many clients consistently tell me that they wish that they knew what was in their numerology chart when they were younger, because if they had known what the information that's there, they would have made better decisions, they would have had better guidance, they would have had a much better understanding of who they are at an earlier age, if they had only known. Now, numerology is the guide to your authentic self. And what better gift can you give yourself than to understand your numerology? And what better gift can you give your child than to take the time to understand their numerology and use it as a guide to love and nurture their spirit? Numerology is an incredible tool to assist us, not only in understanding our children, but also to help them prepare for their chosen destiny in life. By examining their numbers, we can determine their greatest talents and abilities from knowing them, providing them with the necessary tools for self-discovery. We also, through a deeper understanding of our children, are more able to encourage and inspire them to be their authentic selves. Join me tonight because I'm going to be discussing the importance of using numerology as a guide to raising your children. This is what tonight's program is all about. And I invite you to call into the show if you happen to have a question, or perhaps you would like me to take a look at your child's date of birth and help give you insight as to who they really are. I'm going to give you the call-in numbers. You can call toll-free USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can also call the direct line at 530-876-3222. Now, last week, we had a couple of callers, several callers, but one in particular, and I really want to take a moment, and I hope Dee is listening, because Dee called in about her grandson, Dante. And it wasn't until after I got done with the show that I realized, sitting in my documents with all this research that I had been doing, because I was trying to figure out, based on biographies of known people, you know, which particular numbers may cause anxiety disorders or perhaps behavioral problems in people. And I had quite a bit of research sitting there. And Dee, in the process of giving me her grandson's date of birth, you know, I believe that we determined that he was a sixth birthday with a sixth life path with a seven birthday. And, you know, I don't know what, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you get that little nudge of guidance. Sometimes somebody whispers in your ear. But after the show, you know, I went to this research that I had on my computer. And I want to share this with Dee. I hope you're listening. Some very famous people have problems with certain kinds of phobias. Sometimes they can be an obsessive-compulsive disorder. And what this whole research was on is what numbers does it consistently show up with? And one example that I have for you, Dee, is Howie Mandel. Now, you know, he's a stand-up comedian. He's became known for his TV series, State Elsewhere. Later, he was known for Bobby's World. But he's been plagued all his life by a germ obsession. He avoids shaking people's hands. And, you know, he's even taken it to the extent where he actually has a sterile house. So, you know, Howie Mandel, you know, is dealing with this particular phobia. And I got to tell you that he's a sixth life path, and he's a seven expression. The other example that I have is Dan Aykroyd, which is, you know, immediately I picked up on Dan Aykroyd because, you know, he actually, he was known for, of course, the Blues Brothers, his role in Ghostbusters, of course, the comedy on Saturday Night Live and the House of Blues. But I don't know if many people realize that he grew up struggling with the symptoms of Tourette's, and he also had Asperger's syndrome. And his life path is a 70. So what I said to you last night, you know, when you mentioned that Dante had problems with Asperger's, and I mentioned that I really felt as though the 7 played into it, and this is very much confirmed by the research that I actually had sitting on my computer. And the good news in all of this is that, you know, your grandson is in that 7 energy having to do with his pinnacle, the influence of the birthday, the fact that his challenges, he's almost too sensitive. But the good news is these things do pass. We do move out of our pinnacles and onto new pinnacles and onto new energies, and we do overcome. And I think Dan Aykroyd is a wonderful example of someone who suffered from Asperger's in his youth, and certainly he's had a wonderful career, Howie Mandel, another. And quite frankly, Dee, there was a long list of people in that research. So I just wanted to give you those words of encouragement with your grandson. Now, another person was unable to call into the show, and she did email me her son's information, and she asked if I could possibly do the reading on this show. And so really kind of to give you all the example of if you have a child and if you would like some information, this would be somewhat, you know, what the information would be. Her son was born on December 23rd, 1988. And at this time, you know, she was rather concerned because she's having a little bit of difficulties with her son. And the one thing that this person did is she actually gave me her son's birth name. So that kind of gave me a whole lot more information than I would normally get on the radio show, because on the radio show I only ask you for the date of birth. So when I'm looking at her son, I mean, the first thing that I see is the seven life path, and it's also a seven life path that says that he's brought in a lesson, that he's brought in something from a past life that his soul is working on in this lifetime, that is a free will choice of his soul to want to work on and work out in this lifetime. So he has, you know, there may be times in his life where he will have to undergo starting over, beginning things again. The seven life path, though, is generally speaking one of solitude. It's one of the wise old sage Buddha. It is very high spiritual energy. People that have seven in their charts, especially a seven life path, very intuitive, can be quite psychic. They should follow their gut feelings. And really, when you're a seven life path, you know, it's a time of rest. It's when it's found in a life path position, it means this is a time of contemplation for you. This is a time for inward growth, to grow spiritually, to reconnect to your soul. It's not about a huge career. It's not about the hustle and bustle of life. It really is one of deep thought and spiritual philosophy. And this is really the life path number of her son. Now, the birthday number is a 23, so we know that this is a very mental energy. It's also the kind of energy that kind of is free-spirited. It doesn't like restrictions. It really likes to come and go as it pleases. It shows a gift with communication, but it also is talking about being able to multitask and do many things at one time. And this is the gift of the birthday number with this child. Now, the expression number in this also is talking about the fact that the goal of this child is to stand on their own two feet, that to learn what their strengths are, to learn what they're capable of doing. The goal of this particular expression number is someone who's learning to stand in their power, to lead, to be independent of others, and to have a clear sense of self, to be courageous, to be fearless, to be brave. And this is really what it is that you would see the many, many experiences that will come to this child that will teach them to do these things, because this child is really working about standing in their own power and being a leader. And quite often, this number here also is, I have to say, another karmic number. So this would indicate that early on in life that perhaps this person comes in without their power, that perhaps they have difficulty using their power. There can be circumstances that restrict their using their power. Because it, on some level, in some capacity, this soul is learning about the proper use of power in this lifetime. So it might not always be easy for them. And the one thing that's really interesting is that Tamara asked me what's going on in his life right now. And when you look at someone's name, when you look at their full name and you're also looking at the date of birth, you can get into some other energy that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to do on the radio. I can see his transits. I can see his essences. And that's telling me that he's in a period of letting go at this time, of letting go of perhaps things that used to be important to him or things that were necessary in his life. He's learning to let go because he's getting ready to step up, to stand on his own two feet here. And next year, this letting go is going to intensify. It's really important for him to understand that things that he no longer needs or no longer serves his highest and greatest good. It's a time of completion of a certain phase of his life. He's getting ready to move on, start some new opportunities. So it definitely is a time of letting go. And it can be an emotional time for all of us, no matter whether we're a young adult, whether we're a child, or whether we're very mature, 9 years, 10, to be emotional. We're letting go. So, Tamara, what I would say to you is that this is really reflective in his chart. There's a lot of change around him in his transits. And I do encourage you to give me a call, and I'll share the rest of the information with you. I'd be happy to do that, okay? and I hope that helps. So again, when we're talking about our children and when we're talking about raising them, when we're talking about understanding them and nurturing their spirit and nurturing their soul, we have to first off understand that it's not about us. It's not about what we want, because our energy is going to define what we want. They have their own energy. They're here for their own purpose. And so what is right for us is not necessarily right for our children. And this is really why it's so important to be able to look at the numerology of a child and to be able to understand what is their motivation. What is it that they need? What makes them happy? What are their challenges? Where are they going in life? It helps us to be able to step back, assess the situation, to be able to identify these things in our children, and then set about, as a parent, to nurture those things in our child so we can actually help them along the way. And that's the whole purpose of this show, is to apply numerology as a parent to your child. And as I said, you know, if you have a date of birth for your child, if you would like to call in and have me do a mini reading for you, I'd be happy to do that. And of course, we all, you know, could use the advice. So even yourself, you know, it doesn't have to be about a child. You can also call in for a reading based on your date of birth, and I'd be happy to do that for you, as well as answer any questions you all might have. Okay, so one of the things that you can do if you're listening to the show and you're following along is you certainly can just look at the day that your grandchild or your child was born. And you can follow along based upon that, and it'll give you some idea about what their natural born talents and abilities are. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down through the birthdays here, and I'm going to give you some insight into your child. If a child is born on the 1st of the month, the 10th, the 19th, or the 28th, you have a child that has one energy. And so one energy is usually very much a child that has a lot of leadership ability and someone that has a great deal of ambition. And really, that ambition drives them to succeed. You know, the one thing about people with ones in their charts is they tend to be quite successful because they really are determined to succeed. And they have, as I said, ambition. Now, one people or people with one energy also are very independent. They prefer to work alone. So you might have a little one child there, and you might find that they don't want you to help them to tie their shoes. They don't want you to help them to feed them. They don't want you to hold their hand. They want to walk by themselves. They may even prefer their own company to yours. They may like to play by themselves or even go to their room and play. This is the energy of the one. It's independent, okay? They prefer to work alone. Now, ones don't like routines, okay? So, you know, you try to make someone with one energy, you try to give them routines, and it's just not going to work out for them. They're very intelligent, very quick-minded, very creative mind, very inventive mind. And so, you know, they get bored easy as well. So you might find your one toddler, your one child, played with a toy, very satisfied for a certain amount of time, and now they're bored with it. And, you know, you might as well throw it out because they're not going to go back to it. They've already figured it out. And that's it with that toy, on to the next best thing. Now, usually children with ones, or even, you know, it could be life path, birthday number, and the expression number. They have very good business instincts. Usually they have the ability to run large corporations. They have the ability to be in charge. And they also, they value knowledge. They think they really do value learning things. They usually have the ability to motivate others. And they really do have an enormous opportunity for success in this lifetime, basically having to do with their determination and willpower. So, you know, ones are really meant to lead, but you'll find that with a lot of one energy, sometimes the way to lead is to start your own company or do it yourself by your own hand. So ones quite often don't fit in, you know, working well with others. They have a tendency to work better being at the top of a large corporation or even owning their own business. That's when ones are happiest. Now, you know what? Sometimes with ones, the children that have one energy, Sometimes they are attached to their own thoughts or their own opinions, and they're not very good at listening to yours. They make up their own mind about things. So Sometimes if you got a child with a lot of one energy, you could be banging your head against the wall trying to get them to listen to your advice because, quite frankly, they're not going to take it. They are going to learn on their own by their own experience. And it's really kind of hard to get that message through to a one. Sometimes ones, you know, can procrastinate, actually. They can put things off. Sometimes they can even be a little bit on the lazy side early on in life, okay? That's one thing you want to look out for. And I got to tell you, if you are trying to get your one to do something and they've already figured that that's not something that they want to do, they can actually become a little bit on the argumentative side. And they can even become aggressive sometimes. So, you know, if you've got a child with one energy, you've got to want to look out for that. You want to correct when they get aggressive, when they get pushy. That's not acceptable. You know, there's other ways to get your point across. And that's something that you would want to really kind of, you know, guide your child, you know, with this aggression if it comes through with a one birthday. But all in all, you got a very strong-willed, very independent, very unique child. And as they grow up, this might be the kind of child that dresses his way and doesn't want to look like the rest. Probably has interesting... They honestly don't want to look like the rest of the kids in school. So, you know, you might as well get used to it. Their hair might be purple, God knows what. My stepson is a really beautiful example of one energy. He's very unique and different. And recently, of course, he's 18, and he did get a tattoo. And I will share with you that, you know, I wasn't thrilled about the tattoo, but it's not my decision. And, you know, he had a very unique symbol tattooed on his arm. It was the symbol for money, of course, but it was, you know, in Japanese, so it made it quite unique and quite different. And that's the one. They want to be different from other people. So embrace that about your child. Embrace it and work with it. Now, if you've got a child that's born on the 2nd, the 11th, the 20th, or the 29th, you really have here a very sensitive child, quite the opposite of the one. Very sensitive, very intuitive, very diplomatic. They're aware of their environment. They're easily influenced by it. So really, anybody that has those numbers really has empathic tendencies. They can be an empath. They feel people's emotions. They feel other people's energy. They can feel the energy of their environment. So you really want to understand that you've got a very delicate child there and also quite psychic. They also love beauty. They have a great deal of artistic talent and musical ability. They're very warm, very affectionate, very good friends. This is the kind of energy that's the power behind the throne. You know, they're best in a supportive role. Twos have a tendency to be very modest people, very kind. They also pay attention to detail. So you might find, you know, if you've got this kind of energy in your two child, your two birthday child, you might find that they might be a little on the shy side. They might not really enjoy being around or being put on stage or being the center of attention. They might balk at it. You might find that this is the child you try to put in dance class, and they'll take the dance class, but they can't do the rehearsal because the idea of being in front of all those people just, it overwhelms them. They're shy. So you might want to keep that in mind if you've got this kind of energy going with your child. You also have to understand that this child is, you know, if you have an argument in the house, it's going to affect the child. Anything that goes on in their environment is going to, they pick up on that energy. And certainly, you know, we've heard all this talk about indigos and crystal children, and well, you know, any child that's born on any of these days, the 2, the 11th, the 29th, the 2nd, certainly has the ability to really receive psychic information. So you might hear them say things, and you want to be ready to be a support of it, that this is indeed more normal than the rest of the world thinks, being psychic. Now, some of the things that you want to watch out for, if you've got a child born on the 2nd, is lack of confidence, that they can really lack a great deal of confidence in themselves. Sometimes they can get depressed. They can be quite emotional. And they need peace and harmony in their lives. If they don't have peace and harmony in their homes, they actually can get stressed out, and they actually can get very, very hyper. So you got to really kind of bring in, you know, even soft vibrational music for babies that have the two energy. You might want to, you know, keep, you know, soft vibrational music playing for young children playing. Definitely try to keep the peace around the house. And understand how very delicate and emotional this child is. And this child is not going to want to fight. This child is going to, you know, try to please you, isn't going to try to confront you. You might have a hard time pulling out of this child their feelings because they don't want to hurt your feelings, and they certainly don't want an argument, you know. So when you understand that this child is so delicate, just because they're quiet doesn't mean that they don't have a problem. And this is where you really want to gently go to that child and try to get them to express how they're feeling and make them feel safe and being able to express to you how they are feeling, because they don't want to upset you, okay? So that's my best advice for a child born on the 2nd, 11th, 20th, or the 29th. Now, born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th, here you've got a very highly developed creative person. This is a star. Hello. You have a star quality in this child. The child is an artist at heart. She probably has some excellent ability at writing or anything visual or any of the performing arts. Probably has a wonderful imagination, very witty, very social, very friendly. This is a very inspiring and very charming kind of an energy. They have a wonderful sense of beauty, and they really do bring a smile to just about everything that they do. This is a very loving energy as well. People that have three energy, they're the stars, period. They're here to inspire. They're here to be cheerful, to be optimistic, and to make us feel better. These are the people that we love to watch because being around them makes us feel good. And so you really want, if you've got a child born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th, you really want to encourage them to use their imagination. You want to encourage them to express themselves, whether they express themselves with music, with dance, with art, with, you know, if you sit down, this is the kind of child you would bring by a lot of, art, you know, like artistic things that A.C. Moore's, glue and crayons and construction paper and paints. This is the kind of child you really want to bring those artistic supplies home to and just let them have their way with it and let them express themselves artistically, because they need to express themselves. This is when they're the most happiest. And if they don't express themselves, they can actually get very depressed. So you really want to make this grow in that child and really encourage them to express themselves artistically. This is the child that might be very happy in dance class, or even you might want to consider music lessons or whatever they give you an indication that they might be interested in. This is the child that really is gifted. And writing as well. This is a child you want to read stories to. Pick up the book, read the stories, look at the pictures, teach them to use their imagination. This could be very well, you know, a writer someday. So teach them to love a good book. Okay? Now, like I said, sometimes, you know, with threes, if they're not creative, if they're not expressing themselves, they can get quite moody. So if your three child is moody, this is the time where you step in and you help them to express however they're feeling. Let them be comfortable in saying, I feel this way. Or teach them to express it through dance or some sort of artistic way. All right, moving on, we want to talk about the children that are born on the 4th, 13th, 22nd, and 31st. Okay? Now, these children are very hardworking. They're very conscientious. They've got a very precise, you know, excellent with details is one thing that 4s do. They're very careful in what they do. They've got a very good sense of right and wrong. They can be very disciplined themselves. They actually can discipline themselves. Very responsible, very ethical, you know. They have a lot of perseverance, hardworking. They do love their family. They also like to build things, okay? They love to build things. So, you know, if you've got a 4 child, someone born on the 4th, 13th, 22nd, 31st, you would want to, like, this would be the kind of, if it's your son, you would want to get them, I don't know if they even have erector sets, I'm showing my age. What do they call them? You know, those little things that you build with, toys that build. You really want to get that for a child that's born on the 4th. Just give them tools that they can build things with. I'm not saying hammer and saws, but you might want to encourage, you know, to build a birdhouse or to build a shelf or to build something. These children would immensely enjoy doing something with their hands and seeing tangible results, seeing it, you know, something they can touch and feel. When it's all said and done from their hard work, they would really enjoy that. And I'm also going to tell you that, that children that are born on the 4th, 13th, 22nd, and 31st probably are fairly well, they would like structure in their lives. These are kind of kids that would really kind of appreciate a few rules. They like to know in advance, what are we doing? What's the rules here? What do I have to do? They want to do a good job for you. They just need to know what the plan is. And so it's probably, you know, you would probably, if you're going on a vacation, you might want to sit your four child down and say, well, this is when we're leaving, and we're going here, here, and here. And on these days, we're doing this, this, and this, and let your child know what the plans are. And they're going to feel much more comfortable with some sort of structure and some sort of a plan, okay? So that would be my one recommendation with your four children. And certainly, you know, you as parents, you have a tendency to just sit and play. But, you know, this is the kind of child where if you're folding laundry and they ask if they can help, say, well, of course you can. And allow the child to help you. Allow them to do a chore. If they want to sweep the floor, even though they can't do it as well as you can and probably just tossing the dirt all over the floor, give them a broom. Let them sweep the floor. They would give them an immense amount of pleasure to have a little chore to do, to have a little bit of work to do. Okay? And you might want to give them a piggy bank, too, because they're immensely going to enjoy saving money. Because I tell you what, your four child someday is going to have those bank accounts. They're going to build security in their lives. So give them a piggy bank. Start them off early. It's all very cool for the fours. They're happy with that. All right. All right, I'm going to stop here. We're going to move on to the 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Just going to remind y'all, I'm here. If you have a child and you'd like to give me the date of birth, you're more than welcome to call into the show. Be happy to do a reading for you. I'm just going to remind you of the numbers, 877-876-5227 in the USA, and Canada, 888-815-9756. I'm going to move on to the 5 in just a second, but I know I just heard a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Sandra.
It's who?
My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Very well. And what can I do for you, Sandra?
I'm calling about my son, Alex.
Okay, can you give me his date of birth, please?
November 4th.
What year, please?
Oh, 1994.
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
All right. 11-4-1994, right?
Right.
Okay, I want to tell you that the first thing that you want to know about Alex is starting off with that A in his name. He's, you know, he does have a certain amount of leadership qualities, makes up his own mind about things. His cornerstone is a one. So it does give him a little sense of self, and it does make him a little bit more ambitious than the average person. Now, what I want to tell you about Alex, if he was born November 4th, 1994, does your son have, he's very much an empath, he's very psychic. Do you realize this about your son already?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because his life path is a very intensified two. It's before you add it up to the two, it's a two and a zero. He had a two plus a zero to become a two. In other calculation methods, some other people might even add this up to an 11, master 11. I'm telling you the 20/2 is the better life path to have. So he does have psychic ability. He very much is connected to the spiritual arena. He probably gets his messages. This is a very feeling child, okay? So he senses your energy, the energy of people around him. He certainly senses the energy of buildings. This is a child that needs a lot of peace in his life, harmonious surroundings. He is very friendly, very diplomatic. He tries to please because he is so sensitive, because he is so, do you understand, so psychic. He doesn't want to create conflict, so he tries to please. Do you understand all this so far?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, basically, you know, this is a really wonderful gift to be able to sense what other people need, but also at the same time, you've got to stand in your own power. You can't always give away yourself in order to make other people happy. So one thing that Alex really needs to do in his life is, you know, for instance, if he's giving his toy to another child to make that other child happy, did Alex want to play with the toy? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And teach him to also take for himself and to nurture himself as well and to be nice to himself as well. Now, he can be a shy child. He can be indecisive. He can have a hard time making up his mind. One of the great things that's about this, he has musical ability and artistic ability. It's important, like I said, that soft vibrational music for this child.
Okay.
Needing that around him. And also dealing with the word empath, you know.
Right.
Look it up in a Google search. If you don't know what it is, read some of those websites out there so you understand just how sensitive this child is and how psychic he is. And the two numbers, the day of birth is a 4 and the fact that he's a 2 birthday. His attention to detail is like probably off the chart with those two numbers there. So he sees the little stuff. He always sees the little stuff, and he might have a hard time seeing the big picture. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, I do.
Sometimes the forest for the trees sort of a thing with him.
Right, right.
So, you know, you might want to try to help him to see the big picture. And I'll tell you, his feelings can get hurt. And he might even get hurt, and he won't tell you about it because he doesn't want to fight about it. He'll just sit and dwell on it, and it can actually hurt him even more. So it's really important with him to check in with him, say, how you feeling? Did that hurt your feelings? And get him to talk about it. And let him know it's safe to talk to you about it, that you aren't going to be upset with him to express how he's feeling, okay?
Okay.
I would say that he's going to be quite a little hard worker and very organized as well. Give him some chores. He probably likes structure in his life. He likes to know what the plan is. Okay, just like I was saying about the 4 birthday, apply that to Alex. Early in life, right now, he's very much concerned with his family, so there's a lot of family around him. And I would say that it's not just that, but it's like y'all are very important to him. He's in a 6 first pentacle. So your feelings, his love of you, this nucleus of the family is so important to him in the early years of his life. Your guys' opinions, what you're saying, it's all influencing him. He's taking it all in. He loves you immensely. And y'all be very careful when he's in a 6 pentacle is to not, you know, what I said earlier about what's right for you is right for you, and what's right for him might be entirely different, and
right.
to allow him to grow into who he is as opposed to maybe what you think he should be.
Right.
And usually when children have 6 first pentacles, sometimes the family can be a little oppressive on him. So that's why I just kind of throw that out there. I'm not saying that that's true with you. I'm just throwing it out there to allow him to be who he is. I can see a healer. You know, there's a lot of healing in his pentacles. There's a lot of service children, working with those less fortunate. He probably could be a counselor of some sort or someone that maybe even uses his psychic ability to help others. I see a lot of this in his chart, okay?
Wow, okay.
Did you already have a clear sense of this about him, correct?
No, no.
Is that him?
Sorry, no, that's my son, Dante, but you need to go the other way. I'm on.
Okay,
sorry,
so you're good? Do you understood everything that I said, right?
Yes, yes, thank you very much.
And was it helpful?
I'm sorry?
It was helpful?
No, that was my youngest son. Sorry.
Right, but the information that I told you made sense to you and it was helpful for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
thank
super.
You so much. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. It's a show about kids. We should have kids screaming in the background. That's what it's all about. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, so we're going to get to the energy of the 5 children. And basically, we're just kind of working with the birthdays tonight because, you know, we could do the life path number if you call into the show. I'd be happy to do that for you. But right now, we're just working with the birthday numbers. So if you have a child that's born on the 5th, the 14th, or the 23rd, I've got to tell you, you have a child that's very free-spirited here, that really is very flexible and adaptable, that likes change. This is someone who, you know, the traveler, the adventurer, someone with a very curious energy. Very mental energy. This is the kind of child that learns by doing, you know. So they're not going to learn if you tell them something. They're not going to learn by reading it. They're going to learn by actually doing it. So you would really want to give this child the experience of learning by giving them something physical to do to learn with. If you understand what I'm trying to say there. I'm not sure if I understood what I was trying to say there, but hopefully you do. Now, this is the kind of child that really... has a gift with words and communication as well. So you might have a budding writer here, or you might have somebody that down the road and in the future might be doing workshops or public speaking of some way. This is a natural-born salesperson, someone with a talent for promotion and certainly excellent networking skills. 5 people that are 5, they're just extraordinary social skills. They get along with everybody. So, you know, you've got someone that everyone's going to enjoy. There's certainly... the ability to talk to just about anybody. That's the five. I mean, this child you want to give the cell phone to, because they're going. This is the one that's going to get in trouble for the cell phone or the texting, because they just, you know, totally killed the plan. Because they can be very talkative and very, very social people. I tell you, I know I hear you, Colin. I'm going to get right to you. Just want to finish up the five here. They don't like boring and they don't like mundane, okay? So this child is not going to want to clean their room. This child is not going to want to mow the yard. They are bored with mundane tasks, okay? So you might get a little bit of slack from your five child about those things. They can actually be a little irresponsible when it comes to being orderly. And they could use a little bit of discipline in their life, but just pretty much expect them to be a little bit of a wild child. Now, the one thing you want to be cautious when you have a child born on the 5th, the 14th, and the 23rd, and I'm going to tell you this, is they do have a clear sense about their physical body. They do enjoy their five senses, eating and drinking and those sort of things. So, you know, you would really want to be really careful probably for a young child that has a 5 in their chart, really maybe teach them the joys of healthy food, okay? If you're going to overindulge in something, let it be broccoli and not ice cream. Or, you know, let it be water and not soda. But maybe try to teach them that food can taste wonderful, but it can also be healthy for you, because sometimes people born on those days, they can actually overindulge when it comes to eating, and sometimes can actually have a little bit of a weight problem. Just sharing that with you. Okay, I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to take the call. Hi, caller. Who's calling?
Hello, dear Allison. This is Brian from Indiana.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you, dear?
I am fine. What can I do for you?
Just wonder if you could take a look at my son, Logan.
Sure. Give me his date of birth, please.
7-16-05.
Okay.
July 16th, 2005.
Got it. 7-16-2005. Okay,
yes.
Dear Logan. Okay. L, you know the L means that he's can be that little bit of cheer that he brought in for that. Is there an L? God, that goes with his beautiful life path. I love that. I love that. I love it. Just hold on a second. I'm doing out his name here. You just spell it L-O-G-A-N?
It's L-O-G-E-N.
Thank you. E-N.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Well, Logan spelled with an E is a money name, okay? So I got to tell you that much, that brings the, you know, when you say Logan, it puts the direction for power and mastery and also the financial and making money and management and efficiency. So that's the full vibration of Logan. The L, his cornerstone, is joyful. It's joyful. And that goes with his life path, because he's a 3 life path. So you've got a star child there. You really do have a star child. But what's really, 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 really mind-blowing with Logan's chart is his challenges. Zero challenges. Mind-blowing. I would really want to do out the full chart on him. But what I'm going to tell you from just here from what I see, the 3 is star quality. So you have a child that has this wonderful ability to express himself with words or artistically in some form. It can be anything. It can be acting. It can be on stage. It can be painting, poetry, music. But he has a star quality about him, a very friendly energy, very optimistic, very joyful, probably very youthful, to always remain youthful-looking, probably has an impish smile and sparkle to his eyes. This is the sort of the energy that the 3 life path is. Very creative, very imaginative. You really want to work with this child on his imagination. Help him to see the pictures in his mind. Help him to create dreams in his head. 3s are the great manifestors, because they can stay optimistic, they can stay joyful, and they really believe that all good things are coming to me because I'm a 3, you know? And because of that, and they can visualize so beautifully, they actually can manifest a beautiful, wonderful life. They just got to picture those dreams in their head. So he's incredibly gifted in that arena. Always have friends around him. He can get depressed if he doesn't create. So for him, you really want to give him the tools to express himself, whether it's a musical instrument, whether it's crayons and coloring book, or not a coloring book. You don't want him to follow the lines. I want him to create his own stuff. But you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the 16th birthday gives him a mental, a psychic, because the 3 is usually can be the number of the medium, someone who sees, is very clairvoyant. He will have dreams.
He tells me he sees angels.
Yes, of course he does. He does see angels. Okay? Three is the life path of the medium. They see. They see with their eyes. That's what I just said.
Yes.
So your Logan does see angels. God bless him, little sweetie. And this is the number of the clairvoyant. You are studying numerology, aren't you, Brian?
No, I'm going into metaphysics,
okay.
But not
okay.
More on, just more as a teacher.
Okay.
And more on my own intuition and development.
Sure. Well, your son is gifted. And, you know, there's Juno Jordan, Romance in Your Name. It's the one book that talks about the three, and it calls it a medium and says that they're incredibly gifted psychically. So that's one book you want to check that out.
Okay.
That'll validate that your son is clairvoyant. He sees.
Mm-hmm.
The 16 is no slump to psychic as well. That's the 7 vibration. Sevens are very psychic. They're very intuitive. They are very knowing. They know things without knowing why they know them. So your son brings a lot of wisdom as well, like wise old sage Buddha wisdom.
Yes.
To his life, so he may even say things that kind of astound you because, you know, he carries this with him. This gives him a very brilliant mind, very smart, very analytical. That three is scattered. It's airy-fairy, but this 7 birthday will make him more grounded and help him to maybe discipline himself a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
This is very drawn to the metaphysical. So not only does he have the 3 life path that gives him the clairvoyance, but the 16th birthday will make him study it. It'll draw him to because he needs an explanation for why he's doing these things.
As he's seen me develop it, will he actually open up more then?
Well, I would think that I think everything in their own time. I'm not always one for pushing a child along. I'm one for just allowing them to do it joyfully and in their own time, in their own way. And I think what's really important for you, because he picked you as his dad, and he picked you because you are interested in this.
Yes.
And he
much.
Knew that you would be fully supportive of him when he says to you, Dad, I see angels.
Oh, yes.
Then you're going to say, really? How wonderful. Where are they? What do they look like?
And yeah, I asked him about
you're
that.
Not going to tell him he's crazy.
Yeah, right. I will never, yes.
See, so that's perfect. That's why he picked you. You're going to be fully supportive of him. And you want to, you know, teach him in a child's way, you know, like to lay down and to close his eyes and to picture a beautiful place where the angels are.
Exactly, Allison. He's bringing out the best in me for me to move back into my old childhood again. You know, it's so joyful to bring out the childlike play again in me.
Exactly. He's a gift, beautiful gift.
Yes, he is.
So zero challenges, I tell you. It's very rare to see someone that has all zero challenges. All zero. It's a sign of old soul. So your child is very old soul. Zero challenges, generally speaking, mean that the way that I like to describe it is that you're in heaven, you're planning out your life this time, and you have your advisors at your side, and they're looking at you, and they're saying, well, listen, here's the deal. You got more than enough on your plate. You've already chosen enough to do. We don't really want to give you some challenges, more extra ones.
Right.
We think that maybe you just ought to deal with what it is you've gone to do. And once you're there, though, and if you're handling your life fine, and you feel as though you would like to learn something or experience something to make your soul grow, you're such an old soul, we're going to give you the ability to choose that when you're there on the physical plane, when you're already born.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually make that decision during your life to bring in something new for an experience. So what a zero challenge represents is all or nothing. He either has no challenges or, on a soul level, he could actually bring into himself other challenges, which might be things that he needs to work on. But right now, all zero challenges just makes you stop and acknowledge what an old soul he is and acknowledge how spiritual those first two numbers are. I'm just thrilled.
Thank you so much, Allison.
Hug him for me, because you know I love him, because he's a 3.
I know. It's such a joy just to talk to you and hear your voice and just, you know, share that with you, because I know we have this strong bond. I've been having a lot of dreams with him, you know, with him, with us together, and it's like we go back, way back, many lifetimes, so it just feels so good.
I think so. I think he picked the right dad, and I'm very glad. It makes me very joyful to know that this is a gifted child and know that he was put into the right hands and that you will nurture this spirit in him.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. I love that. He's a lucky boy and you're a lucky dad.
So.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, Allison.
All right, you too, sweetie. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, wow. Love that. Just love that. Okay. All right. I was moving on to the 6, and you know what? I'm looking, and it's 8:51, and my gosh, where does the time fly? Which means that I'm going to probably not finish this again this week. But you know what? I got to tell you that I spoke to Ellen Dodge. You know Ellen Dodge. She co-hosts on our show once a month, and we discussed what was the show for next week, and we're still going to be talking about children. We're going to be talking about children and what are the greatest careers that you could possibly advise your child to push them in that direction or suggest to them based on the energy of their numbers, and we're going to be discussing that next week. And hopefully I can continue this discussion. And you'll also get more information just based on that as well, you know, because we'll still be talking about the numbers. We'll still be talking about your children. But just real quick, I want to go with born on the 6th. If your child was born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th, you've got someone that loves their family, very family-orientated, someone very balanced. This kind of person that can see both sides of the situation. They maybe want to, you know, even help people settle their disputes. They can always see the middle ground. Great deal of artistic ability, musical ability, appreciation of beauty. Very responsible. They could be have talent as a healer. Definitely the kind of person that wants to help others. Very warm, kind, and compassionate, okay? The one thing, if your child's born on the 6th, the 15th, or 24th, don't criticize them at all, because that's really going to that's so hard for a 6th. They need to feel appreciated. And so any kind of criticism usually kind of destroys a 6th. You want to stay away from that. Find a different way. Find some other way to get your point across, okay? And be careful that your 6th child doesn't take on too much responsibility, you know, isn't dragging home every kid on the block that needs some Kool-Aid or, you know, needs a Band-Aid. You know, your child will definitely try to help those that are less fortunate. Just make sure that they're not taking on too much, trying to help other people and not taking care of themselves. We kind of went through the born on the 7th, the 16th, and the 25th because we actually had two people did readings tonight. Great wisdom and intellect, deals in the realm of philosophy and spirituality. Someone born on those days are definitely going to want to go towards the spiritual. They're definitely going to feel a pull in that field. These are people that should specialize because sevens are the experts. They usually have to understand something to the point where they actually become an expert at it. So, you know, this is really what you want. When you have a child born on the 7th, 16th, or 25th, you really want them to, you know, get an education and specialize. They have excellent intuition, very analytical and rational in thought. These are the kids that would be great with computers. They'd be great in research, scientists, perfect for 7 energy. And if your child likes to spend time alone and it's a 7, that's okay. That's what 7s do. You know, allow them. Give them books to teach. They have a great mind. They like to spend time alone, and it's okay. The one thing you want to do with your 7s is they don't like to share their feelings very easy. They bury things really deep down inside. They can be very skeptical. Sometimes they can be very critical people. You know, they can be very skeptical of not believing things. Sometimes they can be a little on the self-centered side. But, you know, all in all, it's a beautiful, wonderful energy because this is the wise old sage. Buddha energy, very spiritual, very gifted. All right, I don't have time for the 8 and the 9, and I apologize for those of you that are hanging on, waiting to listen to that. I apologize. I'll be back on next week with Ellen Dodge. I promise I will get through the 8 and the 9 discuss it with you and give you that information. Just real quick, I just wanted to read for 1 second something that my dear friend Terry wrote, and I'd like to conclude the show with this. The love of a child's eyes that captures your heart song as we glance, we see that which is true and divine in ourselves, that love that knows no boundaries and soothes all pain, the joy of innocence that lies deep within, the awe and wonderment that envelops our soul for even just a moment, reminds us of our true soul that is connected to all things. We are the creation and the creators. The love in a child's eye holds the mirror of our own magnificence. That is purity, grace, love, tenderness, kindness, compassion, dignity, joy, humor, imagination, creativity, awe, and vulnerability.
That vulnerability, we intuitively know, deserves to be held and regarded only with the utmost reverence. It reminds us of that state of being, and in allowing, it is in the surrender that we have known peace, that inherent innocence of the wonder child, that pure potential, the hope and joyful expectation of what is now and yet to be. I wish you all a very wonderful evening, and I'll be back again next week. And thank you so much, those people that called in, and thank you for joining me on Visible by Numbers. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on VBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out. This is Jeff from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check it out further on our website, which is lovetheory.com. We're on iTunes or CD Baby. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.
Wave of the future, but the wave of the future will come.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on VBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
BBSRadio.com, radio that transcends the third dimension. BBSRadio.com embraces the fourth dimension, promotes natural alternative health, spreads joy. BBSRadio.com, free energy, spirituality, honesty and truth. BBSRadio.com, increase the vibration of the people and the planet. BBSRadio.com.